What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Gym Floor. Fun one today, just unpacking our Gold Coast trip and everything in between. We also just touch on just the trends in the spending habits and market at the moment, whether who's putting on clients and how you can just maybe find a way for yourself just to find a little bit more comfort in if it's a bit slow, what to do and how to get out of it. But yeah, mostly just unpacking the Gold Coast trip for our programming workshop. Fun chat. Hope you enjoy it. Don't forget, hit the subscribe. I think we need 7 subscribers to crack the 1,000 on this channel. So subscribe, ask your mum to subscribe, get your brother to subscribe. Just push it out there. Get us over that 1,000. Enjoy the episode. We'll see you next week. Well, you'll see us just in a minute.
Not knocking the camera. It's probably way more than I could ever afford or want
to
buy.
Better than the shit ones we bought that we'll replace in 3 months by an iPhone.
Yeah. Have you used yours?
A couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used it.
When we're doing the YouTube videos.
Yeah, I've got to get back on the wagon.
Yeah.
At a place that'll allow me to use it.
I nearly bought got very well targeted for an ad this week. Very well targeted. I was fucking all in. The ad was awesome. The landing page was even more awesome. The video was great. And I was like, fuck, this is the money back guarantee. And I was like, oh, I'm in. And you got to do like a pre-questionnaire. And the last question was, do you have the available funds to do this right now?
And what was it? I'm so confused.
And then it was like low 5 figures.
Yeah.
So it's tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a so guaranteed.
Does low mean like 20 to 30?
Well, I was like, well, it's not 10.
Yeah.
It's going to be 10 grand.
And it's midway is still not low, right?
Yeah. And then I got an email from, like a follow-up email from them yesterday, which was like some of their clients pay up to 6 grand, 6 figures.
Okay.
So that's in the like 100K. So
what was this?
So it was basically a done for you viral video production,
right?
And they guaranteed 1 million views.
Okay.
And then I was like trying to do the math on it. I was like, okay, so what's the product worth? And then you go from the top. So it's like, well, if I get 1 million views, how many followers do I get? How many followers do then I get appointments, and then appointments, how many do I close, and then what's the return?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck though, 20, it's at least 20 grand. That's a big fucking But they offer the standard homozy, like we'll work for free until we get we get you to 1 million.
Yep.
So they guarantee that outcome, but does that outcome guarantee?
Well, that's right.
This money million, in the bank, right?
1 million views sounds amazing, but it's like you're getting 1 million views from like, you know, fucking Karen in India.
Yeah,
it's like
Who cares?
Who cares? Yeah. Because I've heard stories of shit like that.
Yeah,
where they just like expose you to like a market that is popular but not in your niche.
Yeah. So I send it to Tam. So they've got it's very clever. So they throw this 5-figure product at you. And I'm like, I can't afford it. And then they're like, oh, for $78 a month, you can have access to all the courses so you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
And I send it to Tam. He's like, what'd you say? I'm skeptical. I feel like there's going to be some AI shit in there. And it could just be that. It's just like, yeah, cool, you're getting huge numbers, but where from?
Yeah. Hey, do you get pitched? How many times a week would you get pitched for people to do your social media for you?
Much less.
I'm going to get 5 a week.
Much less at the moment. I don't know why. I don't know. I haven't changed anything, but I'm getting hassled a lot less.
I get hassled all the time.
Yeah. I got one guy in my emails actually sent. It's actually legit. Like, the videos looked really good, and he's like, $15 a video.
Really?
So I'm just...
I had one that was like...
was this email not delivered? Because he's up to like email 5. Like,
oh, really?
You said you were interested. Where have you gone?
Oh,
I'm fucking busy, bro.
Yeah, okay. I get pitched heaps. I even got one the other day. It was pretty intriguing. It was like... it was results-based.
Yeah.
So he was like... They were like, oh, we'll set your appointments and we'll book the calls and we'll do everything and we'll do it based on sales.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, that's like very tempting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I deleted it.
Yeah. I had a client of mine who's got someone doing his DMs for him.
Yeah.
He's gone 3 sales a week.
If you don't have a profile pic, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the catalyst. I was like, it's a good offer, You have 76 followers.
Yeah.
No profile pic.
Yeah. It's just a worry of like, and we'll go into this chat today, actually. It's just a worry of like what kind of leads are coming through.
Yeah. Well, that's my, always my
yeah
skepticism is like, can you target the people that I want?
Yeah. Yeah. So the guy that's doing this, we're just working on his organic socials because he wants better leads.
Yeah.
So he's getting heaps, but he's like, they're not kind of,
yeah.
And he was sort of asking questions about our socials and my socials and stuff. He's like, oh, you don't do this. And I'm like, I like that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you got to understand that we've had a pretty much full client book for 3-4 years. And I was face-to-face coaching for before that.
Yeah.
My goal isn't to get 100 clients yeah and hire another coach and get, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't want to be doing sales.
Yeah.
All the time. I'd rather just keep the clients that I like.
Yeah.
That I want to work with, like that only work with people I want to have coffee with rule and stick with that. So I'm like, I'm not maximizing for sales.
Yeah.
I'm maximizing for,
yeah, the fulfillment of the coaching process.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you've got to.
Yeah. That's a big decision that you have to make, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, do you go numbers, just volume?
Yeah.
And like, if you need clients and you need to build your base, like send it.
Yeah. And if I was just coaching, I'd probably look to have 50, 60 clients. Like,
yeah. Well, think of the first 4 or 5 years we were in the gym.
It's yeah
the same kind of, you know, story.
Yeah.
Just trained everyone.
Exactly.
Didn't yeah really pass away, turn away anyone.
Yeah. And you're always looking for more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're never like, oh, I'm not taking any more PT sessions. Like,
yeah. I'll find a spot.
More.
Fuck, now I can't go to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an interesting chat though, just like what you're optimizing for with your socials.
Mm.
Like, is it to sell to as many people as possible, or is it to get people that are going to stay with you for a year?
Yeah. 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 Because do you feel you move... Like, you move your content based on, like, what your intentions are.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, if you don't need any, if you're not pushing for more clients, it's, like, probably more story-based.
Yeah.
You know, more just, like, authority.
Yeah. Just then, staying relevant.
Yeah. And then, if you need to do a big push, it's, like, results and, yeah, you know, solutions, right?
Yeah.
Problem. Yeah. Identifying problems. Yeah. Solving problems.
Low-key hint, I posted my first result.
I saw that
post this week.
I'll eventually get them on the Fit page when we don't fly in at 2 a.m.
Yeah, fuck. Fuck.
Yeah.
We
got fucking banged by a Virgin. You banged us, Virgin.
Yeah, no, we're not. What a sentence. Not a flight cancellation Virgin anymore.
What a sentence. You banged us, Virgin. It was our fault.
Hey?
It was our fault.
Why?
Because we're bagging Jetstar.
Yeah.
And then we come back with our tail between our legs. Was, can you take us home?
Can you take us home
before our children start crying?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they already were, to be honest. Yeah, so we had Gold Coast weekend just gone.
Mm.
Heading up was seamless.
Yeah. Yeah, mid-morning flight, I was...
Cruise on in.
It's a delightful mid-morning flight.
Everyone was early.
At the airport at 9.
Everyone was happy.
Yeah, it's great.
Coffee was... look, Icons at Melbourne Airport, usually 9 out of 10. Usually pretty happy with the latte there.
And?
4.
I reckon the quality drops as the morning goes on.
They were too busy talking to each other.
Yeah,
fucked like it up. Wasn't happy with it.
Yay.
Focus. Yeah, make my coffee. Make
focus.
Well.
Yes. Do your job. Focus on your job.
Yeah. Right. Do you understand that I skipped my home coffee for this moment?
I'm glad I didn't.
And you fucked it up.
I got a coffee at my local coffee shop on the way in.
Smart.
Because I knew it was going to be good no matter what.
So I sort of have to backtrack to go to mine. Even when I come here, I have to. It's like 5 minutes into town, which means it's an extra 15 minutes.
Where do you go to get coffee?
Three Little Pigs.
Oh, yeah. So that's the go-to place. We had breakfast there. Took the kids there the other week.
Yeah, it's good. Good balance of food and coffee.
Yeah.
There's a coffee joint around the corner that's just not very nice to hang out in, but the coffee's phenomenal.
Yeah, so it's takeaway only.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, what's that one called?
Basically, never do. I couldn't even tell you. It's like just
the shit place.
Yeah, there. I know where it is.
The shit place that has coffee. Speaking of culinary delights, the Gold Coast didn't miss,
bro.
Yeah.
So straight in. Friday was pretty sick, to be honest.
Like, yeah, Friday was
good. It was a bit of a ball of life.
It was pretty good.
We got our shout out to also. We need to special mention to the Mazda CX-5.
Yeah,
because every time we've traveled so far, we've come home and said that hire car piece of fucking shit
is notorious for banging us.
Yeah,
yeah.
So if you any Mazda, if you own any Mazda, props.
Yeah,
the Mazda CX-5, obviously bottom of the range being hire car. Mm. I was very impressed.
Have you seen the new ones like CX-7 and CX-9?
Yeah,
they've gone like
spaceships,
bougie.
Yeah,
one turned my head yesterday.
Look out!
And I was like, oh, it's a Mazda. I'm not a soccer mum.
Yeah, I was going to say the family man's
coming out. Yeah, yeah, I'm not a soccer mum. I can put my dogs in that car.
Yeah, I was very impressed, very impressed.
Got off to a good start.
Yeah, and it was poke joint, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, poke balls all around. Pretty cool to see a menu of like 10, 15 different poke balls.
Yeah.
Did you say poke or pokey?
I call them poke.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Well, I used to call them pokey because it has the tick above the E.
So you think that means...
Well, doesn't that mean you pronounce it as the letter? I believe.
Just because I'm cultured, you're asking the wrong people. Just like B-O-K-E. Poke. That is a poke.
Yeah,
ball.
I believe if it has the apostrophe, that would mean
it means
change
something.
It to E.
Yeah.
So it would be a poke E bowl, but whatever. There's rice, edamame, and other stuff.
I can't be bothered checking it.
Put it in the comments after you subscribe. That was
good. Good start.
Caught up with Loz there, which was cool. And then we headed off to the gym. The gym was not what I expected at all.
What about before we went to the gym, we checked into our house?
Oh, yeah.
Which was it?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah, we checked in. We checked in after we ate.
Yes. Yeah.
Which was very interesting.
And I
absolutely
fluked.
Yeah. The house banged us. The house banged us.
Yeah. So I just walked in and went, two doors, I'm going left, put my suitcase in, and then walked out. And then I actually...
I don't feel like your room and my room were much different, however.
I actually walked into your room and I was shitty. I didn't even see, because you ended up, you did have an ensuite.
Yeah.
But I saw...
Fuck, it was...
I saw through the door and I saw this separate room and I was like... This motherfucker's got like his own like super bathroom separate that's all shut off from the house. Turns out that was actually a bedroom.
No, it was
for the children.
It was a walk-in robe that they've taken the cupboards out of
and put a
bunk bed in there, painted it pink and put toys in there. And that was where Tam and Jess were staying.
Yeah, which they self-nominated pre-trip.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like we were like, Get in there. No talking after 10 p.m. Yeah.
Yeah, but we did say that.
Yeah, they banged the Airbnb banged us.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the split system was subpar.
Yeah.
That ran on full all weekend, bro.
Yeah.
It was never cold in there.
Nah.
Never.
Agreed. Yeah, it was fucking hot.
Yeah. Like one other night, I think it was a Saturday night, I like went to the bathroom and came back and took like a step into my bedroom. It was like I walked into a wall of heat.
Yeah. The fans did nothing.
Nah.
Yeah.
I was like, turn like 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, just
one.
Did the I'm same
like,
speed.
It's the fucking same, bro. What's going on?
I did the exact same thing. Yeah.
It's like they limited it for the power.
Yeah.
In case Victorians come.
I had to do the switcheroo on the bed. I slept the other way. Just for that, like, morsel of air that just went through the hallway,
the gap.
Just hit my face for a moment.
Look at that tiny little upright fan you had.
Fuck, I'm so glad. Saturday I was struggling hard.
Yeah.
I was so tired.
Yeah.
So I had the worst sleep.
Yep.
And then what? Oh, yeah. So then we went to the gym.
Yes.
So we checked in and then went to the gym.
Yes. Gym was okay.
Yeah. It was all right.
Once we had all our crew in there, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The gym was Voldemort.
Yeah. Yeah, that says all it needs to say.
It was all right.
But it was weird. I had FOMO at the same time as also not having FOMO because I was having fun.
Yeah.
Missed out on the training session to test with the girls, which was really fun. And they both totaled 270, which was
It's cool.
Pretty wild. Like, Meg's was like fucking 55 kilos or something.
Yeah.
First exposure really to the barbell for Kira. So I was like, she's going to do like group stuff now. I'm like, bro, you do this again, you total at 300 and that's like very, very, very good.
Yeah.
She's like, oh yeah, I just want to do this. Fuck. Damn it. but yeah, that was fun. We couldn't find any 1.25s for the squats or the bench.
Yeah.
We found them after their second attempt on the bench press. So Meg maybe had a little bit more of a squat, but they were like hidden fucking... Yes. They had one set. Yeah, they had one set of 1.25s underneath. It's like everyone uses machines here. There's no top end strength progression happening in this place.
Absolutely not. You just get more reps instead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
More.
Yeah, until you can add 10 kilos and then drop the rep and go again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun. Looked like you guys had a decent workout.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good workout. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just small.
Yeah.
It's hard to get a flow because we were like up and down.
Yeah.
It's like half people were down, then like half of us were up, then we were just chatting up top, then chatting down. Like it was still, we still got a decent session in.
Yeah, when the girls were deadlifting, it was fun.
So we had, yeah.
Like everyone was downstairs.
Yeah, I think everyone kind of just migrated down. Yeah.
And we'd kind of pushed all the locals out by that point.
Yeah.
It's our gym.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Fuck, imagine like training in a bougie, like a little boutique gym like that though. They'll probably have like fucking 50 members.
Yeah, yeah.
And you walk in and there's like 10 randoms there. Like, what the fuck?
I could see it when... like the big fella came in and his partner, I was just like, you were like, who the fuck are these guys in my gym?
Yeah. I hate these people.
Yeah, yeah. So I said to him, I'm like, you're obviously wondering who the fuck we are and why we're here. And he's just like, maybe.
Yeah. And when are you leaving?
And I'm like, it's all right, bro. We'll get it. We'll stay out of your way. I get it. I get it. This is your temple.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tread on your... You want a machine? Let me know. Yeah. I'll let you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good though.
Lighting was good though. Pictures look...
I haven't seen
look pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am incline press 50s.
Oof.
For six.
Oof.
Yeah. I was pretty happy with myself. At the end of the session.
Yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah. I'm by myself. No spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On camera?
Yeah. Tam's got it.
Look out.
Yeah. I've got proof.
It's proof.
I've got proof I'm strong.
Proof. The internet says fake weight.
Ask Josh. I did it in front of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Internet says fake weight. Bro, how thick is that human being?
Yeah, he's a big man.
Shout out to Josh, one of our standout students who flew from Adelaide, which is fucking wild. I know he has family there, but birthday weekend, come and hang out with us.
Yeah, that's mad. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's huge.
What did we do for dinner that night?
We got Thai food.
Oh, that's right. Fluked it, guys. Have you ever done the like open your maps and you just hit restaurants and you just scroll? It was like the first one that I saw wasn't in a food court. 4.6. 96 votes.
Can't tell you the name, but it's good.
I was like, well, it's probably golden something. It's like every Thai place ever. And then we pulled up to this car park. We basically parked in a 7-Eleven car park.
Yeah. There was like a bottle shop there.
Bottle shop and then like an Asian supermarket. It was sketch.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I may have let everyone down here.
It's all right.
And then...
I would have forgiven you.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah, it went hard. Mm. Yeah. We got good Slurpees.
Yeah, I didn't have a Slurpee. I had
a Sour Patch. The Sour Patch flavors. Ooh. That's what it was.
Was it good?
Yeah. It was delightful.
Yeah, I did try it, actually. Yeah. It was nice. Yeah.
Delightful.
Yeah. I had a...
Full sugar, though, because I was on the end of my...
Yeah, finishing it off.
Yeah.
Just getting that little bit extra weight.
Going hard on the bulk.
A little bit extra weight. Yeah. I had a Fanta Pineapple sugar-free.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
That looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The color was fun. And the labeling.
Like I said, it should have been a spider.
Yeah.
Like I needed just a big scoop of ice cream.
Yep.
And maybe a couple of shots of vodka or something, but it was good.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
It's a good mixer drink.
Quick break in the episode, guys. I just want to ask you one question. Are you running a business or are you working a job? Running a business means thinking like a business owner, having systems that do all the grindy work for you, a service that's guaranteed to get your clients results, social media and referrals that are driving business to you, and getting leads that you always close. If instead you feel like you're lost, you're stuck, you're at the mercy of your clients, you're just working another job. If that's you, you need to check out Standout PT. It's our signature education program, a 26-week online course designed to take you from working a job to actually running a business. The average coach that goes through Standout PT and completes all the modules gets a 300% increase in revenue inside their business. We have weekly workshops, weekly Q&As, and over 30 units for you to go through, all with text and video to make sure you're totally covered for everything you need in your business. Just head to stcfit.com, navigate to the Standout PT page, and book yourself a free, no obligation discovery call and see if Standout PT is right for you. Back to the show.
Saturday night, and then fuck, bro. Look, it ended up being pretty good.
No, so that was Friday night. Friday night. And then we got conned into...
So I went from training, when I was training my clients, the whole trip, I was like, cool, gonna go. We're training Sunday morning. So I'm gonna wake up, maybe roll out of bed about 7, have a shower, go over my slides.
Don't have my child.
Get some food.
Uninterrupted sleep.
Have some caffeine. Yeah. Roll into the gym. I'll probably sit on the air bike for 5 minutes. Just get circulation. Yeah. Increase brain function. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then we're fucking on. 8 hours presenting. Let's go.
Yeah.
Instead, we walked out of the gym and that had turned into, we're training tomorrow. Okay, so it means we need to be at the gym. At 7.
I don't know where the training tomorrow thing happened, but I asked Jess and she's like, yeah, I've got to train tomorrow.
And then, and then... We were like, okay, so we're also going to the sunset, no, the sunrise. And I was like, what the fucking time is that?
Yeah.
At 5:40. So we've gone from rolling out of bed at 7 and cruising on in.
Yeah.
It was up at 5. And then I was so dirty. I got up at 5 and Jess was in the bathroom getting ready. So I just like sat there for 15 minutes waiting to get into the bathroom. I was so upset.
Yeah.
So we got to the beach, complained the whole fucking way.
I was not in a good mood.
I was pretty happy by the time I left the water, though.
Yeah, I actually saw a video the other day because I took it and I was like, oh, that looks nice.
I wonder if it was nice when I was there.
It would have been nicer. Maybe I looked because I looked at it and I wasn't tired.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. I don't know about you, but like when you're that tired, your eyes are burning. I'm like, I don't care about anything.
Anything. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. Just like fire in my eyeballs. It's like, yeah. We got to Pat Moose. I got to pat that puppy.
Cheered you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I was in the water.
16-week-old chocolate lab.
Yeah.
Come to me.
Be
there's
my
one
friend.
Thing that's going to cheer me up
fix
when
everything.
I'm that fucking tired. It's a puppy.
So another good feed.
The sunrise was actually, the weather was good that day.
Yeah.
And it was like blue sky.
It would have been shit if we had it gone the next day.
Agreed.
Because there was no sun.
I feel like we would have got roped in on the second day.
Yeah.
If we didn't go the first.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, you have to, you're in the Gold Coast.
Yeah. I would have been happy to go Sunday. You were presenting. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Bridget. Shout out to Bridget.
Yeah, it took Jess.
That told us to go.
Picked up our child.
Well, Bridget told us to go the Saturday
before.
Morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was all right. I was happy when I left. Just was,
yeah, just tired.
Just
needed coffee.
I didn't park well.
We didn't get
really
to,
upset me.
We didn't get the coffee beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had to get the coffee afterwards.
Yeah. Because I was shut. Because it was that fucking early.
I don't know. I don't know if they were shut, eh? There was a lot of people there. Mm. They're just sitting out the front with the chairs. Like, what's going on
that
there?
That upsets me more.
Yeah, I swear it was open.
Don't tell me that.
There were people sitting out the front of the cafe. I was like, can we just go there first? Because the sun going up.
You're hurting me.
The sun breaching,
yeah,
like, above the water.
Yeah.
Like, not that it gets through the water, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that, if it's, you know, 3 feet. 4 kilometers doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, we cool. missed it anyway.
Yeah.
It was already in the air.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There was no breaking the horizon.
That also means nothing to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I would have been just as happy to be there at 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a, like,
yeah.
There's not much difference yeah. between like water and the sun peeping up
yeah.
and just water and sun.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. Look.
That's maybe because we don't do that shit though.
No.
Because we don't get to.
Yeah.
So maybe you would if you could. You know what I mean?
Like, no, wouldn't it be the other way that you're like, wow, I never see this.
Yeah.
All I, do you know?
But that, it seems like a real, so if I look at my Instagram, you see like the people that live near the beach do it.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, we don't do that. It's
yeah, but
like,
you don't
here's
live,
my latte.
But you maybe don't live near the beach because you don't care about it that much.
I don't live near the beach because I need to live closer to the things.
But if you were the type of person that would get up and watch the sunrise,
yeah,
you would
when we move to the beach, I might
prioritize.
Yeah.
Doing that.
But when we move, because we'll move to the beach when I'm old.
Yeah.
And then I'll do it then because I have more time.
Yeah. My
and I'll probably go to bed early and shit.
My intrusive thought, because I was real tired and cranky, was like, I'd still rather be in the mountain and watch the sunset. Watch the sunset, not it's the sunrise. Much better. Because I don't have to be up early in the morning.
It's much better where I live.
Yeah, it wasn't like, oh my God, I want to move to the Gold Coast. This is beautiful. I was just like...
I was that tired. I didn't care about anything. Like, Tam and I just stood next to each other just like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
This is shit.
Yeah. I wonder if...
It definitely wasn't. We were just being just, you know, city brats from the Big Smoke.
I think if it would be different if you had of like had nothing on and had an air conditioner. The night before.
Just if I had a good night's
rolled
sleep.
Out of bed and been like, wow, the sun on the beach.
Agreed.
Yeah. I was like anxious.
Would have been very spectacular.
Presenting and all that sort of shit. There's always a level of anxiety that then compounds anything else that's wrong.
Yeah. Anything else that's not perfect.
Yeah. Net positive outcome. Coffee was good. Training session was okay. You guys look... Like, I sort of was half in your training session, half coaching.
Yeah, we had a good sesh.
But
I just hijacked
decent shoulder
Steph's shoulders and arms workout.
It was a good sesh. It was, like, pretty much the same as what I have at the moment.
So yeah, Like I said yesterday, I was just, like, investigating her program.
Yeah.
And because, like, I...
Is your coach good?
I know her coach is good. So, I was just like, oh, no.
Am I good?
Yeah. I was like, I want to know what you do. And it was, like, very similar. I'm like, okay. I'm good. The validation. I still know what I'm doing after 15 years.
All the messages we get about imposter syndrome, we're like, oh, you just build proof, bro. And they're still like, so what's your coach doing?
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah.
Love it.
And I was super happy with Saturday, with my presentation.
Yeah.
I was very, very happy with it.
Yeah. Very intimate setting.
Yeah, it was good. Small room. Not too many people could you, as an attendee, you would have had like no chance to like abort.
Yeah. You couldn't just like drift off.
Like running it, when we were in Melbourne, we had probably like I reckon that table was like 8 meters.
That's big.
Yeah. And there was obviously people there that were like specifically there for physique, specifically there for strength. So it was like during the I don't want to say clunky, like the dense part of the strength programming part, you could just see a few people were just like,
yeah,
I don't care enough to work through this. It's too hard.
Once you start...
I don't care enough.
Once you start doing the math,
yeah,
like even I like get anxiety because I'm like, you know when you just see their eyes? I'm like, fucking hell, I've lost them.
Yeah, I think it was better showing them the spreadsheet first this time.
Yeah.
So usually like we're working to something and this magical thing is coming. Whereas this time I was like, at the end, you're going to put one number in here and it's going to do everything for you.
Yeah.
You just have to understand why. And everyone was like, okay. I don't have to remember that it's 0.65. I don't have to write that down. I just have to... You're just going to show me how it works.
And
I think that helped.
Yeah, it eases apprehensions, right? Because before that, they're going to be like, how the fuck am I going to calculate this shit?
Yeah. And remember, and I'm not doing this for every program and blah, blah, blah. Like, I get it. Sense.
Yeah,
so I think it worked. Flipping,
I agree.
Yeah, but also being within like arm's distance from every person in the room is just like they can't
hide.
Where are you gonna go? You go, okay, pull your phone out.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
didn't have to get the pencil cases.
No.
Put your phone in.
Yeah, lock them up. Yeah, so it was good. I was really happy with how it went. Managed my stimulants perfectly.
Yeah,
which was good.
I did not. I was fucking dying in the back.
Bro, it was a couple of times that I was like...
Yeah, I know. I felt so bad.
I just looked at Jason and I was like, fuck, you just need to not be in this room anymore. You're hurting my feelings.
I was looking at you and I had that thought and I had nothing. I was like, I know this guy needs my energy, but I don't have it.
There's a couple of times that you sort of just like vanished. And then you'd pop up and ask a question. I'd be like, hey, Jason's back. And then you just disappear again. Like, all right. You do you, boo.
Yeah. I was like, I'll try and keep myself busy. Yeah, because I was going to work.
Yeah.
and then like probably wasn't the a conducive environment for that.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'll just keep doing my slides. And then I ran out of diagrams to make. And then I fell onto that chair. It was so comfy. And I was like, oh, this is bad.
I'm out.
And I was just like, as the day went on, I just progressively leant to the left. And I remember one boat you were presenting. I was looking at you and I was like, I really should get up, but I'm not going to.
The hardest part, I sat next to Jess on the couch the whole day. The hardest part is not talking.
Yeah, agreed.
Like spin off on something or like making something and whatever. And it's just like, yeah. shut up.
Yeah. Little jokes in the group chat.
Yeah. I was so paranoid the first day when like Tam took the photo of Jess or whatever. Yeah, I was like, fuck, what have I done? What, like, is there something on my face? Like, why are they all laughing? But they're laughing at Jess. It's fine.
Yeah.
Dinner was good. The place was awesome.
Yeah, it was a good vibe.
The moose, something about a moose.
Yeah, loose moose.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. Chicken wings.
Good turnout. Whole gang.
Had another poke bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chicken and rice.
Oh, yeah, true. We had more. Rice and meat.
Yeah. That's something like us.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least we had noodles.
Eat the same thing.
Thai place.
Yeah. Yeah. Noodles. And then, yeah, we had rice for lunch.
Yeah. Fish and rice for lunch, chicken and noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was good. We had put a line in the sand after our last trip to Sydney that alcohol on the Saturday night was...
Two drinks only.
No longer on the table.
Yeah, two drinks only. We had ginger beer.
Yeah, especially because you had to present the next day.
Yeah.
Which probably kept me in line because I tell you, that ginger beer was elite.
It was very nice.
One of the better.
Yeah.
One of the
nice
better
little
ones.
Spicy kick at the end.
Very happy with it.
Yeah. But yeah, we won't be getting
And that. I got a second wind. Like I was like unconscious.
Yeah, it happens.
When we got to the house.
Yeah.
It was not in a good way. And then, once I ate one drink, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
We can do this.
Yeah, you almost need like, it's like your brain needs time to just not do anything.
Yeah, it's like psychological fatigue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember after the intensive when we went to like, I can't remember where we went. And I was like, I just need to not speak to anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, because we got there early.
Yeah.
And I was just like, don't talk to me. I need to recharge.
Yeah, I think.
I'm like a snake on a rock.
After I'd had my food, I was like, just sitting there like, kind of, I don't even know if there was music on.
Yeah.
I was just like, bopping away, and Loz is like, you feel better, huh?
Like, yeah.
Yes, I do. I have returned to the chat.
Mm. Did you have a good sleep Saturday night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was so cooked. Couple of beers.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a good sleep Saturday.
I knew I just had to get through the heat to sleep once.
Yeah.
I just needed, like, if I had 1 minute of sleep, I was probably going to have 6 hours solid.
Yeah, I agree.
So...
I agree. The highlight of the trip was Sunday because I presented.
Of course. I was. That's
yeah.
The I feel whole like reason I am.
The day was good. I feel like I did better on. I feel like I did better in the first programming workshop
in Melbourne.
Being super honest.
Okay. What was the?
I think I just felt more comfortable in the setting because I like you know what
oh,
it was.
That's right, you were trapped. Yeah. Sit down. Shit.
I didn't like how we'll. Like, they're trying to contain me. I'm like a lion, you know? I just want to do what I want.
Don't cage me.
Yeah, how dare you confine me to a space?
Yeah.
The presentation itself was good.
Yeah.
But I just didn't have that. I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, I did think about... My hips were so cooked. When we were at dinner, I was, like, sitting on the stool, standing up, moving around. I was, like, my legs were
Bro,
fucked.
You stood all day.
Because I stood for the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then, the next day, I was, like... Jace is 15 kilos heavier than me, right?
Yeah.
Now. Like, would not have been
I
fine.
Stood for like 2 hours and then I kept going down. Tam's like, you're not in the shot. I'm like, I don't care. We've already filmed this workshop.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. Don't tell me what to do. I'm uncomfortable. I'm also like double your size.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So then I was like, well, we had an extra chair. The extra chair saved my life.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would have crashed if I had I sat down.
Yeah.
Like energy wise, I just wouldn't have. I would have just spoke to them. Wouldn't have been engaging.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I did. And mom was shit.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think with that many people, you can get away with it.
Yeah, it was a lot of... it was good. No, it was good. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
That's a good workshop. I tried to that's add to it good. And it was...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, this is perfect.
As it is, leave it
I woke
alone.
Up in the morning, though, and I read... Because I was like, I have like a lot of pages that, you know, kind of do the work for me in terms of like research and data. Yeah. So I can just, rather than me diving into it now, because I just don't have the desire to do that anymore. Yeah. And then I read something, it was like directly like contradicted like one of the slides. I was like, oh, fuck. Kind of wish I didn't read that.
See that.
But it was fun. It's like, it was good. Just a good example of like, as things change, like you have to pivot a tiny bit, though, not a lot.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going to rip the whole slide
down. Flip-flop on it, yeah.
From one.
Yeah, because it's fucking worked for the last 5 years.
Yeah, and it's like one study too. It's like, you know, it's not significant enough to change your whole process. Yeah. It's just a consideration now.
Yeah, that comes with confidence, hey, being able to see something that's conflicting and then go, nah.
Yeah, or and that particular topic was just, I was able to just add it in.
Yeah.
So it was fine. Yeah. Yeah, but it was good. It was good. I feel like everyone got it, which is
the main thing.
The hardest thing when you present, and you probably would have got this too, is you don't know if they're getting it until the end.
Yeah.
Because the end is when they
execute. Yeah.
So at the end, it made me feel heaps better.
Yeah, I was the same. So like when we built the programs, it wasn't like, obviously Josh is a powerlifting coach. The other guys range from gen pop all the way through to very physique focused.
Mm.
So in that scenario, I've had it in the past where like the other powerlifting coach is just like this with the answers. But everyone either had good questions and had answers to questions I was asking. I was like, okay, well, this is... I think that's partly why I felt so good about it, because it was like, even Esther that was in there was like, kind of works with
gen pop,
middle-aged, like 50, 60-year-old postmenopausal and stuff. And she was in, and I'm like, okay, well,
yeah,
if it's working for you, then
it's going to work.
The level of communication is perfect. And then, yeah, I always like, when you do have an experienced powerlifting coach in the room, like you would be the same if you had like a physique coach come in. I was sort of like, pull Josh aside at lunchtime, like,
yeah.
So, what do you think?
Yeah. Does this work?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's great, blah, blah, blah.
All these words mean something to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bridget answering all the questions at the end and writing the program, I was like,
yeah.
Success.
Yeah.
Done.
Worked.
Yeah.
Tick box.
Because, like everyone answering the questions was, but like she was just kind of leading the group a tiny bit.
Yep.
And I was just like, my job is done here now.
Yeah.
Yeah. This so that was good.
Success.
Because when you start, like, the one thing is presenting on the second day to a bunch of coaches, you see them, like, what was it, like 2 o'clock? And I was like,
the after lunch shift.
I could see them going.
Yeah.
I don't think Josh said a word.
Yeah.
I could see his face. It's just like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
So then, you've got to continue on, but in the back of your mind, you're like, I don't know how much of this they're taking in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then...
Yeah, they'll get the slides.
Just turn the... got to turn the AC up, start raising your voice.
Yeah, fuck them.
Freeze them.
Yeah. I think that's what happened post-lunch too. We fucked with the air conditioner a little bit and it ended up warmer in there in the afternoon.
Yeah, someone turned the thermostat up and I was like, I'm hot and I'm presenting.
Yeah.
This is a problem.
And they need to be cold so they're awake. Yeah.
There's 1 minute there was like sweat running down my back. I'm like, what are you fuckers doing to me? I've got I had that heavy GSM t-shirt on, the only thing that has SDC fit on it.
The the projector pumps some heat too.
Absolutely.
Forwards. You don't notice, but it's like...
Yeah, it's got that bulb and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a little fan and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Pumps.
But yeah, we nailed it.
Yeah, I was really happy. Yeah.
The program, that is an amazing workshop.
Yeah. Yeah, for any level, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing I would do now is make it practical and make the presentation longer.
An extra 2 days so you could do practical.
Would it be nice to split it up because it's pretty dense?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's funny, like the first part of mine, I had just dot points in the first presentation and I fucking ran through that in like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is shit.
Yeah.
I was like, this isn't good enough.
Yeah.
And then I did individual slides
right
for the new one.
Yeah. Okay.
With pictures. Yeah. And then I took way too long on it. Yeah. So I'd love to
balance,
but it's better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's hard, like how much more until it becomes a 2 day thing for me.
Yeah.
Like just
maybe we could do like a retreat.
I'd love to do a
Friday to Monday programming.
Yeah.
It's both topics. Get a house.
Yeah, and you just do like upper lower.
Yeah.
Because you'd want to do like SPD and then I'd want to do...
Yeah, you'd probably do like...
upper lower.
Yeah, like push... Yeah, like bench, squat, dead. And then...
ideally, yeah.
A push, pull, leg.
Yeah.
Two days apart.
That would be
maybe three sessions in a day or something, but they're just short.
Yeah.
It'd be cool. Six workouts over 4 days.
Yeah. Or we just split it.
Yeah.
One's strength, one's physique.
Yeah. Be fun.
Because you could do 3 days of each.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Session, a theory session, and then you'd probably train in the afternoon because they're going to be more... yeah. Receptive to training than learning.
Correct.
In the afternoon, especially after a session, you'd be fucked.
Yeah.
So
late 2024.
That's pretty easy to organize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another quick break in the episode because we have a new service for you guys. We know your Instagrams suck. You're not getting the leads you want. You're not getting the engagement you want, even though you're spending hours per week on content. STC's Instagram management service is designed to take the stress out of guessing what you need to put on social media, give you direction, and actually start getting the leads you want and deserve in your business. We can even do the content creation for you. All you need to do is head to stcfit.com, navigate to Instagram management, book a discovery call, and we can work through what you're doing well, what you need help with, and find a solution for you. So, some dickhead in the car was like, this weekend has been seamless.
Yeah.
On the way to the airport.
Yep.
And it all just headed south from there.
Yeah. And I
started, like, it started with the noodles.
The noodles?
The noodles were $32.
Yeah, fuck, man. Bowl of noodles. Airport food is extortionate. Like, I know it's always more because that's how they get you.
Yeah.
And they've probably got to pay extra to be in the airport.
Yeah.
Fuck the hell, though.
So... so I was sitting at the table by myself holding down the table.
Mm.
And Amy sent me, because she was tracking the flight, and she sent me the delay. And I was like, fuck. And you were the one I was most concerned about. I was like, Jesus, this is going to set Jace off. He's going to be so upset.
What, really?
So I was like, okay, I'm going to wait for everyone to sit down.
What did you think it was me?
Huh?
What did you think it was me?
I just like, because you just wanted to get home.
Breaks the man's routine. Yeah. The delay, an hour delay, I was like, all right, that's going to make tomorrow real hard.
So I waited for everyone to sit down. And I was like, okay, as gently as possible.
I have an announcement.
We have a delay. The flight's been pushed back an hour.
Yeah, which hurts when you lose an hour as well.
Yeah.
That was like a 1 a.m. landing.
Yeah. So
yeah,
it went down better than I thought, if I'm honest. So then...
Yeah, because we're still going home at that rate, at that time.
Yeah.
We're still boots on the ground in Melbourne. Cool.
How do we fill the time?
Yeah.
And my plan was set up the laptop and I was going to watch a Grand Prix.
Yeah. Mum was to sleep.
Jess was going to work. So we're like, we'll go to the gate and we'll sit. We can then we're here. Just
do whatever.
We just
spend
our 2 hours however the fuck we want. We're halfway to the gate. And everyone... It was like on Drive to Survive with the Twitter...
Yeah.
And everyone looks at their phone and the flight was cancelled.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling. That's so, not a good feeling.
Virgin's offer was accommodation, fucking $30 food voucher.
Yeah.
That just annoyed me.
Yeah. You know who I am.
Out of all of it, that annoyed me the most. Yeah. Like, what am I going to have? Cup noodles? Like,
yeah, especially when... a bowl of noodles was like 32. Can't even have noodles.
Exactly. I was like, they're putting us at the Ridges and I can guarantee you there's not a meal for less than $30 at that place.
Yeah, agreed.
So, and we were going to have to eat four times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and then the next day was a 7 a.m. flight to Sydney.
Yeah.
And then a midday flight landing in Australia, in Victoria at like what, fucking 1:30 or some shit?
Yeah, something ridiculous.
So, we weren't going to get home till
2 p.m.
Two, three. Yeah,
plus, just getting on and off in Sydney would have just been...
I was just like, no.
Yeah.
This is not happening.
And then I looked at the amount of people. So, we headed on out. And I saw it in the back of my mind. I was like, okay. So, how... put my leader hat on. How do I deal with this situation the best? And then we started to walk. We started to walk. Someone was like, let's call. I'm like, we'll just go to Virgin. I think maybe even you said that.
Yeah, just go like, let's go to counter. The desk because I knew there were people. I saw them and I'm like, we're going to speak to those people.
So we started to move forwards and you were like,
yeah,
8 steps ahead of everyone. I was like,
I've done this before.
Jason's got this.
Yeah. We've done it before.
So we got to Virgin and I was like,
yeah,
looked at the board. There's another flight.
Yeah, yeah.
You do this. I'm going over there.
There's a goat move. We so just divide and conquer. So the kids are having a meltdown. Jess was like literally having a panic attack.
Yeah, she was not okay.
Yeah.
Not okay.
Yeah. And Tam was just like, what is happening? How do we get home?
So I get to Jetstar. I get to the front. Mark, I need 4 tickets for that flight. She's like, okay. And I swear to God, the slowest fucking teller.
Yeah, you were saying.
In the world. So there's 3 people come through behind us and bought tickets for the flight before we even had a price.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And I was like, if we miss out on tickets, I'm going to headbutt you.
Yeah.
Like, you would be, you will be lucky to make it through this evening.
Yeah.
So there was one guy in front of me that you saw come over to Virgin.
Come and told us,
And then the guys behind us bought 3, we bought 4. Mm. And then the next couple that walked up, they were like, sorry, there's none left.
Mm. Literally
8 tickets and we got 4.
Skin of our teeth.
Yeah.
To Jetstar, who we mocked, who we made fun of, like hours earlier. We were making fun of them. Like, oh yeah, the old Jetstar. No, the old Jetstar.
So thank you, sorry, Jetstar. And look, Virgin were just like, yeah, sure, we'll give you a refund.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it also annoyed me a little bit. It's like there was probably only, how many people were at that line? Like 20 people?
There wasn't a lot, yeah.
So it's like they tried to cancel our flight and move it into the later flight.
And then realized that it just
wasn't. And then it was still like, you know, we're still not going to make any money on this flight, so we'll just cancel it.
Yeah.
The refunds are going to be cheaper than sending the plane.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the lady was lovely, actually.
So that was disappointing.
I was just like, I want my money back.
Yeah.
And she's like, of course. Okay.
Yeah. Sure thing.
It's good.
Yeah. But yeah, they obviously do that math of like,
mm.
What's it going to cost us either way?
Yeah. And I could see the people in the line. It was less friction to just do what they were told than to go to Jetstar and...
Yeah.
Like, they were just like...
Too overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they all wanted to go home.
Yeah, I think too, like, for most people, like, it costs us another... We'll get the refund, but it's like, you've got to shell out another $1,000.
Yeah. We still paid more to get home.
Yeah.
They still banged us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's... I get it.
But the time's worth it. I was like, man, getting home...
Yeah. I got my bed at 1:30.
Waking up in the morning in my own bed was worth everything. I was like,
"Yeah,
you guys don't want to pay? I'm ditching this.
Yeah,
we're in Australia. Yeah. You guys will work it out. You'll be okay. I'm going. I will pay $1,000 to get home.
I thought it had crossed my mind too.
Did not give a fuck. Then I obviously ran, like we said, the math. The situation of like this 2 spots. And I was just like, all right, so Tam and I are staying here.
The children, the parents go first.
Yeah.
Yeah, hilarious.
They banged us. Yeah.
What time did you get home?
So, we got home late.
Yeah.
Because it took us...
A little bit to get to the car, right?
No, to get out at the airport.
There's traffic on your side as well.
Yeah, so I love my wife, but the airport and her don't get along.
Yeah.
It's too many lights, too many lanes.
Too much going on.
She can't read the signs.
Mm.
She just has to read the GPS, and it only gets you so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she went to... like that gets a bit
crazy. Yeah, and then she went... So she was at the car. She was beneath us. And then was like... And then she drove out. And then she's like, I've picked them up from here before. I'm just going to go here. And then got stuck in a gridlock.
Yeah, okay.
And I was very tired.
Yeah.
And I was like, you do realize that... You could have just picked us up.
Yeah, we were just there.
And we have our own exit.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, at least she came picture.
I was very, very tense.
Yeah.
Because I was pissed off, but I was like, she picked me up.
Yeah.
I was like, what's your fucking problem, bro? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I imagine Tam in the back. It's like, mum and dad are fighting.
Yeah. We were fucked. We were so tired.
Yeah.
Him and I was dead silent on the way home. So tired.
Yeah. I forgot we had an appointment on the Monday. So, I opened the car to LJ just fucking screaming. I'm like, oh, awesome. What's up, bro?
How are you?
So I drove home. Amy jumped in the back with him. Settled him, thankfully. But yeah, it was like 20 minutes into the trip home. She's like, oh, so we got to be in Port Melbourne at 12 for the appointment, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I forgot about that appointment. And I was just like, all I want to do tomorrow is just sleep.
Nothing.
Just nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got out of bed at 11.
She's like, are you mad at me? I'm like, no, I'm just mad.
Yeah.
It is aimed in no direction. Yeah. I'm just mad.
You're allowed to be mad, yeah? That's so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I peeled out of bed at 11. I was like, this is exactly what I need.
Yeah.
No gym.
I did not.
No training. Sat on the couch for a bit and I was like, oh, I'm about to do some work now. Feel good.
Yeah. Time to do a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
But overall, good trip. Happy with it.
Yeah. It was good.
We just need to stop going in fucking hot time.
February.
Yeah.
March.
Because all the personal trainers are busy. It's harder to sell tickets. And what the fuck, Brisbane Gold Coast?
Yeah, the fuck? Hilarious, yeah.
So last year, we went same time of year.
Yeah.
And we had...
We did Brisbane.
95% of our audience in Brisbane was from the Gold Coast. So then we're like, oh, we'll go to the Gold Coast next time.
Yeah.
And then we literally had no one from Brisbane in the audience.
Yeah, and they were all from...
It was Adelaide or Brisbane.
No, they weren't from the Gold Coast, right?
Correct, yeah. They were all from Brisbane that had travelled. Yeah, yeah. And like got accommodation to stay overnight and shit. We're like, fuck. Like, yeah. Insane. Agreed. Insane.
Now, Brisbane, we should just stay where we want.
I agree.
And they just come.
Yeah. And Brisbane's better.
Yeah. I don't. They feel the same to me.
Yeah, I guess like Gold Coast has the beach.
Yeah. We don't really get to
do... so expensive.
You just do wherever the gyms are good.
Yeah.
Just go there.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of people probably yelling at me like, Gold Coast is way better.
Probably.
So, well, you didn't come, so.
I'm not listening.
Yeah. And we need to give a shout out to Z as well.
Mm.
Been working with Z for 2 years.
Yeah, longer. It's so unfortunate.
We've never met... Have we met in person? Yeah, we have. Yeah. No, we at have, that yeah. one last year that he was a Gold Coast person. But yeah, didn't get to make it sick all weekend.
Bad timing.
Very thankful that
you didn't come
and get everyone very sick.
Very eternally grateful.
Yeah, it's a very selfless thing to do to not
took
come.
One for the team. See, but we appreciate you.
Yeah, we love you, bro. Soz.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about your little upswing in clientele.
Okay.
Just because. Talking to a bunch of people that are like, it's really slow. What's going on? And you sort of had the same feeling and then all of a sudden.
Yeah. Things have a little bounced around a bit.
We were talking about how like when it's still now, it's like I was saying before, we've been booked out for so long and still now you have a few leave and you're like, I'm a failure.
Yeah.
It's all over for me.
Yeah. It's hard when you hold yourself to a high standard, right?
Yeah. The carpet's been ripped out.
I just have
I'm a fraud. I'm not going to have any clients ever again.
So I have a benchmark. So I don't know if you have like a benchmark number and it's like still well above comfort in my subconscious, but my conscious is like,
nope,
no.
Yeah.
So then I was like there.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you're a failure.
Yeah.
And if like you said it to anyone, they would be really happy.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, really?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I hate this. Yeah.
I think mine's more trend related.
So I have to keep my, I'm just like I work better off benchmarks.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, this has to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I work really well off that.
Yeah, I'm all about trends.
Yeah.
It's like if it's on the way up, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But as soon as it doesn't matter if I'm like 10 people ahead of my benchmark, if it's going backwards, the world is ending.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah,
I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the one thing I can say is I haven't stopped ever.
Yeah.
Like, I've been really consistent.
Showing up, yeah.
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 Yeah. There's, like, I reckon every week I've posted at least 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. And nothing else has changed in terms of what you're doing either, really. Mm-mm. It's just consistent.
Yeah, I did a, obviously ran a, an acute campaign that was directly for my clientele.
Yeah.
Very specific to who I work with.
Yeah.
And then, but that was never a, you know,
yeah,
do this, get that kind of situation. But yeah, yeah, just kept very consistent across the board.
Yeah.
Which is a good lesson.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's go time for me next week.
Mm.
I think I'm ready.
Yep.
Yeah. Changed our sleeping arrangements.
Yeah.
So I go to bed with the fam and change rooms that we have to do a feed and like his mouth stretching shit at 1 a.m. Mm. So I off to the other room then. Train first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel myself and how... Shout out, potentially, we may have seen some big improvement in our speed of our app
yeah.
on the back end, which will make life
yeah
much different as well.
Agreed.
Be able to handle a lot more clients.
Yeah. Yeah. Efficiency is very important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty. Yeah. Yeah. I also think like it's also a reflection of just where we are in the year as well.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. This is the turning. Well, usually it's a bit earlier though. That's what's been weird. Usually it's like early Feb.
Yeah. Yeah, it historically has been, yeah.
Mm. But, yeah, just trend-wise seems to be everywhere is the same.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not pushing. Saw a thing this morning that, yeah, like, inflation is slowing down at the rate that it picked up, which is rare.
Mm.
Predicted lots of rate decreases, which would be nice.
I hope so. That's homeowners out there.
Yeah.
Getting squeezed.
It's funny, you were saying like a lot of your... I'm in a weird echo chamber because like we've just gone single income. So we're not spending any money.
Yeah.
But that, I'm just like, but that's just me. I don't know what's happening.
No, no, it's...
In the world because I'm like, well, I...
That's, yeah,
yeah, we're down board. A whole income, so...
Mm. No, no, it's across the board.
Yeah.
You can see it just... Yeah, you can tell like the ones with no dependents and a double income are just... Like, I paid like $500 to go to a concert the other day.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we're fine.
Yeah, people aren't doing that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, like, that's if you have
a
situation and
lifestyle, yeah.
Yeah. Because I know people that's just like, you just haven't heard from because everyone's just hiding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is totally fine. It's kind of the only way to bring inflation down, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Stop spending.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah. It's been, I know it's nearly that time though because I've been checking my cryptocurrency on the daily. So usually when I like there were periods where I just bought a bunch of shit and I was like
walk away.
Well yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your boy's on his way. I can probably afford Wendlander. Four wheels from my AMG GTR back series. Four wheels. So I can buy the wheels.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's, just need to get a chassis.
Yeah, that's most cars.
Engine.
Yeah, cool.
Maybe so one day I'll be able to buy a Lambo.
We'll become a crypto bro podcast again in the next 6 months.
It's like, have you heard of this meme coin?
Yeah, yeah. We'll restart that NFT project. Let's do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. Cool. Anything's possible in a bull market.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
Awesome.
Just story time today.
Until next time.
Yeah. We will see you next week. Don't forget, hit the subscribe button. Also, Standout PT is open, intake rolling right now. If you want to get a little idea of type of things that we cover in that, just go to the website and download the Value Compass. And it's an example of a similar workshop that we run in the Standout group. Have a read about it. Just see if that is for you. Less work, less stress, less clients come to you, earn more the things.
What more could you want?
Go suss that on the website. And we'll see you next week.
All right. See you guys.